How many years is it now? Is it 8 on the music festival?
This is my 8th season as artistic director of the festival. It's the 23rd season for the festival itself. And it coincides, it's been 8 years since I left the Phoenix Symphony. So there was a nice dovetail for me. I really never technically left the Valley as an artist, and that's been wonderful.
Now, the musicians in the festival come from all over the place.
The members of the Arizona Music Fest Festival Orchestra come from the Chicago Symphony, the Cleveland Orchestra, the Philadelphia Orchestra, the Boston Symphony, the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra, the Seattle Symphony, the San Francisco Symphony, the San Francisco Opera. We have a brand new concertmaster this year. His name is Frank Huang. He is the concertmaster of the Houston Symphony. So you see what I mean. It's,
yeah.
As a conductor, conducting this orchestra is like driving a Ferrari. It's an unbelievable experience.
Russian sketches.
Yeah, so on the Thursday night of Orchestra Week, we have Konrad Tau playing Rachmaninoff's second piano concerto. Konrad Tau, he is a full-on rising star. This year or next, he makes his debuts with the New York Philharmonic, Chicago Symphony, London Symphony. Actually, when I first played with him, he was 14, 5 years ago. He's now 19.
Wow.
But he's one of these young players who belies the stereotype. The virtuosity and technical ability is there, but the maturity is pretty jaw-dropping.
I look down here and I see a ukulele phenom.
Yeah.
Help me with the name here.
Yeah, Jake Shimabukuro. He is the, as Chris Thiele is to the mandolin, or Yo-Yo Ma to the cello, or Edgar Meyer to the bass, so is Jake Shimabukuro to the ukulele. He really became famous on YouTube with these recordings of him playing While My Guitar Gently Weeps on ukulele, or Bohemian Rhapsody. My Winston-Salem Symphony in North Carolina, we were the first orchestra to perform with him, and we commissioned charts for the orchestra. And he's now done it with quite a few orchestras, and I wanted to bring him out to Arizona. So that concert, I think, will sell out. It's actually one of our fastest-selling concerts.
I have friends who are in your chorus. Looking forward to Brahms this year. You always have something that's set aside to be a great masterpiece.
This is a big one for me as well. My teacher, Donald Newman, at the Eastman School of Music, made his students promise that we would not approach the Brahms Requiem until we were at least 40 years old. So I'm 6 years past that, so it's time. This is my first Brahms Requiem, is what I'm saying. And I'm in the midst of the score now, and every page I feel like my jaw drops again with wonder at this piece. The chorus is in full preparation. By the way, the soloists for this are Twyla Robinson, who has recently recorded the Brahms Requiem with the Atlanta Symphony, and Troy Cook, who is my favorite baritone on the planet, and he was on our Beethoven 9 recording with the festival a few years ago.
I've got to think you've sung the Brahms.
I have sung the Brahms in the chorus. I have prepared the chorus. I have played cello in the orchestra. So I've done everything one can do with the work except conduct it. And
then explain to people, because it's different. You're now looking for all the clues, all the parts of the roadmap, and what do you want to make this Brahms Requiem?
That's it. You try and create the perfect soundtrack in your own mind. I create the perfect version in my mind, and then when we join together, the orchestra, the chorus, the soloist, with the gesture, with the eye, with breathing, you try and move the live sound that is happening closer and closer to the perfect soundtrack in your mind. And by perfect, I don't mean better than anyone else's. I just mean sort of my realization. And that's the joy of being a conductor. You get to look at not just the cello part or not just one vocal line, but you look at the work from 30,000 feet and pay attention to how the whole can be greater than the sum of the individual parts. That really is the fun part of this job.
Bob Moody, thanks so much, and for continuing a great festival and for coming in here.
Well, thank you. I love the Valley very much. I love music in this area, and it's always great to be back.